Well, the first time in 2016 the Walker Rams are losers. What's all that about? After a great start to the season, it must be feel a bit weird to lose.
Yeah, they've been pretty confident, and we were just a bit flat today, and Gunnedah defended really well. We put a fair bit of pressure on them, and they defended pretty well at the right time.
But of course you've got Siani and also Simon out as well, which doesn't help, but by the same token it's great to see that a couple of guys are going to wear the gold shirt of the Cockatoos, which hasn't happened for a while at Walker.
No, it's a terrific effort by them pair to make it through to the Cockatoos, and a great privilege. And we got the players there, we just probably lacked a little bit of, they were all just flat. We didn't pick up where we needed to give the blokes outside the room to move.
Well, it certainly is one of those things that you've had a great run so far, and it's going to be a great challenge again. You're at home to take on the Premiers there, the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys. You'll be up for that. But throughout the season, plenty of fellas have been coming to training and been getting there on Tuesday and Thursday nights.
Yeah, we've had the best roll-up we've had for 3 years or 4 years, training, and numbers are pretty good. We did struggle a little bit today, but most of them will be back next week, and with Narrabri, we're going to have to lift another three levels just to compete with them. But we'll be right. We'll not overawed by the situation. We put it to them last time, I'm pretty sure we can do it again.
The top six now gives you blokes an opportunity not only to be in the six, but the way you're playing, you might finish in the top two or three, which will be a great advantage. Double chances, triple chances, and maybe even host a grand final again.
Well, that'd be terrific. That was 2012, that's a while ago now, but yeah, we just got to worry about week by week rather than getting too far ahead. We've got to worry about making it at the top tier and then going from there.
And what about Andrew? You're still getting on with each other and not scratching each other's eyes out as far as decisions? Nothing's going to change after the loss today?
No, it's all right. I've been keeping him out of it. It's been good. This is the first time he's been back helping, so I'll get him out. Yeah.
And what about Walker as a town? While the club's going really well, we still haven't seen too much rain and it's just really tough out there, or we've been able to get a little bit of it about 2 weeks ago?
No, it's bloody dry. There's little pockets, it's not too bad, but most blokes are all feeding and keeping things going. Water is probably our biggest issue at the moment, but ground surface water. Things are pretty dry at the moment.
Yeah. Let's get into politics. What do we think about Walker being part of Tamworth? That can't be allowed to fly, can it?
Probably better than Armidale. At least they got some money. Yeah. Armidale hasn't.
And what about your best players this year so far in the red and white?
Actually, Ross Fletcher has probably stepped up a level this year. Obviously, you've got Simon and Sonny that are always good. They've been playing together for 4 or 5 years now, and they know each other's going pretty well. It's probably the biggest advantage. We've had Henry come home, Henry King, and he's an addition to the good addition to the side. And having the blokes know each other's game in and out is probably as much as anything is good.
Well, over the last couple of years, we've had the Wildcaroos come back into Group 4 in whatever manifestation that is. Has that really taken a big bite out of your players, or it's been much of a muchness?
Much of a muchness. We lost a couple of players, but for nothing major that's going to affect us, to say the difference between putting a full reserve grade on or not, it's, yeah.
And what about juniors? How are they going? We see plenty of the red and white shirts running around in Narrabri, and also, of course, for the first carnival there at home. Lovely thing about Walker Carnival, if you're looking for rain, it turns up when the junior carnival's on, isn't it?
Yeah, or snow. The juniors are as strong as it's been for a few years. I think they've got 45 kids and, two full sides and, the others are mixing in with the other kids. It's as strong as it's been for a little while,
One final question before we do let you shoot through. You can go to the website for the Rams, www.walkerrugby.com.au. What do we need to see? Do we need better coaches coming up? Do we need Checker to come up? He's got all this time off before he coaches the Wallabies. Or do we need an elite player coming up occasionally just to come and see one of the games or go to a junior carnival on a Sunday as well?
That's always good. The coaching session with these higher blokes is not a bad idea either. It'll get them out into the bush. They charge their fees pretty well, so get them out here and really get a bit out of it, yeah.
Well, we look forward to seeing how you're going to go against the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys, of course. They'll be at Captain Cook over this afternoon as they take on the Walker Rams. And that was Barry Hoy, the coach of the Rams.